Shalom uvracha to all. This week is Parshas Pekudei. With Parshas Pekudei, we close the book of Shemos. Once again, Shabbat Chazak. Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek. Wow. So how does Parshas Pekudei end? Like we have previously said, Truma Tetzava and the beginning of Kitisha are the instructions for how the Mishkan will be built, made, designed, Big Day Kohuna, Avoda. Vayakal and Pekudei are the implementation of these instructions that were given to Moshe. Betzalel is the master craftsman. He oversees the entire project. And in Parshas Pekudei, the Mishkan is erected. In Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph, we read as follows. And Perek Mem is the final Perek in the book of Shemos. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer. Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Bayom HaChodesh HaRishon Ba'achad HaChodesh Takimis Mishkan O Hamoi. On the first day of the first month, on the first of the month, you shall erect the Mishkan, the tent of meeting. Now the Torah counts the months from Nisan, so therefore the Mishkan was erected on Av Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'samta sham is Aron Ha'edus. You shall put inside the Mishkan the Aron Ha'edus that contained the Aluchos, the Moshe brought down, the Sefer Torah, the Moshe wrote. It goes into the Kosh HaKadoshim, of course, and you should cover the Aron with the Parochas, the cover with the golden Kruvim atop, and you should bring the Shochan, and you should arrange its arrangements. You should bring the menorah. You should cause its lamps to go up. You should put their Mizbech HaZahav. It's now describing the Kelim that go into the space called the Kodesh, which include the golden Shochan with the Rechem Apanim, the golden menorah, and the golden Mizbech, also known as Mizbech HaKetoros, Mizbech HaZahav, Mizbech HaPni. Me. And then the Torah describes in Pasuk Vav how you should have the Mizbech Ola, also known as Mizbech HaNechoshes, Mizbech HaChitzoni, Mizbech Adama, Mizbech Ola. It should go at the outside in the entrance to the tent of meeting. You should also have the Kiyor, the laver where the Kohanim wash their hands and feet. And it describes all of putting up the Mishkan, the beautiful implementation. And it was actually erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, beautiful. I want to quote from not so much regarding the Mishkan, but more regarding the timeline of Mishkan. I want to quote from Rabbi Yisachar Fran in his Sefer Rabbi Fran on the Parsha. Rabbi Yisachar Fran says as follows. Construction of the Mishkan began right after Moshe came down from the mountain for the second time. So we know that, with the second Luchos, actually, I should say. We know that construction for the Mishkan began on Motzei Yom HaKippurim. Hashem said, Solachti Kedvarecha. It was Yud Tishrei. He brought down the second Luchos. After the people had sinned by Egal Asav, we go through a process of repentance and a process where Moshe davens for the people. And on that first Yud Tishrei, Kosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti Kivarecha, Moshe comes down with the second Luchos. They begin construction for the Mishkan on Motzei Yom HaKippurim, which we would call Yud Aleph Tishrei. 6 months later, says Rabbi Fran, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan is finally erected. However, according to the Medrash, the entire labor of construction was completed miraculously within 3 months. However, Hashem did not want it erected until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, says the Medrash, the month when Yitzchak was born. So even though they started in the middle of Tishrei, Cheshvan Kislev Teves, which means it was finished after 3 months in the middle of Teves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them wait. They had to wait to finally erect the Mishkan, like the Pasuk says. We saw on the first day of the first month, you shall erect the Mishkan. The obvious question presents itself, says Rabbi Yisachar Fran. If Hashem did not want the Mishkan erected until Nisan, why did he work a miracle to have the work completed within 3 months? Why don't you just allow the work to proceed normally at a regular pace, and it will be finished by Nisan? If that too would have required a miracle, then so be it. But why make it a miracle that leads to the completion of the project 3 months early? So why did Hashem make, we can't say why did Hashem do anything. So I'm going to amend the words a little bit to say, what do we learn from the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu made an ace, that the Avodah Samishkan is finished within 3 months. But wait, now it's finished? Now you have to wait till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What's the point? What's the teaching? What's the limud? What do we learn from here? Rabbi Fran quotes the Be'er Yosef. Such a relevant and beautiful lesson for our time. The Be'er Yosef explains that the waiting period was necessary for the Mishkan to fulfill its purpose. Our sages tell us, the Mishkan was a kapara, it was an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. Let us then consider what were some of the human failings that led to the fiasco of worshipping the golden calf. Impatience was at the heart of the sin. As soon as they perceived mistakenly that Moshe was late, returning from the mountain, they pushed the panic button. says Rabbi Fran. Now, if you recall from the beginning of Kitisa, not the beginning of Kitisa actually, the beginning of Perek Lamed Beis in Parshas Kitisa, Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'radas min ha'har, v'yikahal ha'am al Aaron, v'yamu elav kumaseh lanu olim asher yisarchu lefaneinu, kizeh moshe yisrael anu mirin tisayim lo yodana mahayelo. Vayarm ki boshesh Moshe, Chazal say, don't read it boshesh, he was laid with a balshesh. They calculated, it's the 6th hour, Moshe's not here, now we're panicking, make a new god, Elo hachi Yisrael shalichem eretz Yisrael, these are your gods Israel who took you out of Egypt. What? What just happened here? They were so impatient that in their impatience, they couldn't wait a few more minutes or a couple more hours to see, maybe we miscalculated. Maybe if we just wait patiently, Moshe will come back. Going back to Rabbi Friend, who's quoting the Be'er Yosef. The Be'er Yosef explains this waiting period was necessary. Why? In order for the Mishkan to fulfill its purpose, and Mishkan was a tikkun for Chet HaEgel, we have to recognize that the human failing of impatience was at the heart of the fiasco is Chet HaEgel. As soon as they perceived mistakenly that Moshe was late returning from the mountain, they pushed the panic button. Did they ask Aaron's advice? No, they demanded that Aaron make them an alternative god. Do they consult with the elders? Do we see them going to the Zakenim and asking for advice? Did they step back and try to deal with the situation in a calm manner? Did they try to determine what Hashem wanted them to do? They did none of these things. They plunged ahead impatiently and impulsively and caused tremendous damage for the Jewish people. And not only, of course, for the Jewish people, but for all future generations. This was the sin for which Mishkan was an atonement. So yes, the actual sin was that they worshipped the Avodah Zarah of Chet HaEgel. But what was the root of the sin? Vayarim ki boshesh Moshe. According to our calculations, he's not here. We can't wait 5 extra seconds. We're going to make a new God. How about let's wait a few minutes. Let's see what happens. Let's have some savlanus. Let's consult with the Gedolim. Let's see what the rabbis advise us. Let's ask Aaron. We'll wait. This was the sin for which Mishkan was an atonement. Therefore, says Rabbi Friend, Hashem wanted to teach the Jewish people the virtue of patience. Don't be in such a rush. The construction of the Mishkan, therefore, is completed by Teves. But you have to wait till Nisan. There's a time to do everything. And Hashem is the one who determines that time. My first quote, the Chosman Ve'es, was Kohal's Per Gimel. Lo Alechem Lechal Igvar is from Pirkei Avos, of course. The servant does not call the shots. The master does, says Rabbi Fran. This was the lesson they had to learn right away in order for the Mishkan to be an effective tikkun and kapara, rectification, repair, and atonement for the sin of the golden calf. It's really a very beautiful insight that has a lot. This comes from the Be'er Yosef, as quoted by Rabbi Fran, that has a lot of relevance for our day and age. In our day and age, we live in a day of Amazon Prime. I think there's even something called Amazon Now. I personally never utilized it, but probably like the rest of the world, we use Amazon Prime all the time. And we expect things in an instant. If we send someone a WhatsApp or an email or a message and they don't reply right away, we wonder, what happened? Did you read it? There's 2 checks. They're blue. How come you not reply? We want everything now. We want things quickly. This is not the way of Yahadus. And built into the construction and the erection of the Mishkan is a lesson in patience, a lesson in learning how to wait. It reminded me of a piece from Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal. Not only is this a lesson for how we must live our daily lives, a Jew needs patience. He needs patience to eat between fleishiks and then milchiks. He needs patience to wait between Kodesh and Chol, Shabbos and Weekday. A husband and wife need patience during her time of Nida. A person needs patience, I don't know, before you can eat Chametz on Pesach, because it's Pesach, we don't have Chametz. So much in our lives revolved around having Savlanus. A Mishkan, if it's a kapara for lack of patience, that they demonstrated by Chet HaEgel, so Kodesh Baruch said, I'm going to teach you to wait. It's ready, you can't utilize it yet. It's ready, you can't put it up yet. We're going to learn to wait. Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, this doesn't only apply to our daily lives and the society in which we live and its frenetic pace works against patience, but it relates to the destiny of Am Yisrael. One paragraph from the Rav. Elohim refers to God who requires that a Jew have faith, patience, and perseverance. It is very hard to wait. And yet the Jew waits and waits. Every day he says, Ani Mamin, I believe in the coming of the Messiah, and even though he may tarry, I will wait for him every day. The Jew who communicates with Elohim, Shem Elohim, the God of patience, is greater than the Jew who communicates with Shem Hashem, the fulfiller of promises. When God bestows grace upon the people, it's not so difficult to be a Jew. Nevertheless, during the long, lonely night of exile, the Jew did not lose faith in Elohim, Din, teaching us to wait. Hashem, through Shem Elohim, teaches us to wait for the ultimate Geula, the ultimate Yeshua. He teaches us that to be a Jew, to see the fulfillment of Jewish destiny, is to learn how to have patience. The Jew who waits, says the Rav, is great indeed. It is very hard to wait, says the Rav. Elohim requires that the Jew have faith, patience, and perseverance. The Jew waits and waits. Every day he says, Ani Mamin, I believe in the coming of the Messiah, even though he may tarry, I will wait for him. And during the long, lonely night of exile, the Jew did not lose his faith in Shem Elohim. Even if Hashem did not reveal himself, the Jew who waits is great indeed. That's a quote from the Rav, Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik Zatzal. Quoted it before many times. My grandfather, Yitzchak Kaftan Zichor Levracha, my maternal grandfather who survived 7 camps in 3 years and lost his whole family, including his wife and 18-month-old baby daughter who was named Devorah Shem Yikom Damo. My grandfather writes, it was originally written in Yiddish and then professionally translated by my mother, Shatichi, into English for us. He writes that we lay on the barracks, on the pallet, after a hard day of slave labor, and we spoke continually about the murderers, that they were sent up by God, and we said their end is near. Whoever survives this hell will live to see a Jewish state. Whoever survives this hell will live to see Mashiach. Hashgach requires that as individuals we demonstrate patience, as a nation we demonstrate patience, and therefore Hashem said, I'm going to make an ace. This mission is going to be ready in 3 months, but you're not putting it up till Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Find a psukim, I know pasuk of Sefer Shmos, ki anan Hashem al Mishkan Yomam ve'esh ti alayla bo le'enik kol beis Yisrael b'chol maseihem. There was the cloud of God upon the Mishkan by day and the fire upon it by night before the eyes of the entire house of Israel in all their journeys. Chazak, chazak, v'nis, chazek. I wish everybody a day of besuras tovos and be'ezer Hashem a Shabbat shalom. Kol tov, and thank you to all.